Today, is Melbourne the property problem child? Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analysis, where I've noticed posts covering finance and property news. Well, you may recall that I often say there is not one property market across Australia, but many micro markets. They behave in quite different ways. But at the capital city level, Melbourne appears to be in some strife in terms of price falls at the moment. The latest data shows that prices are drifting lower, as this chart from AMP shows, and according to CoreLogic's Daily Dwelling Values Index, Melbourne home prices have fallen for most of 2024, with an average dwelling declining about 1% through the year. CoreLogic shows that the heaviest falls are at the top end of the market, as you might expect. And Melbourne dwelling values are now down 4.4% below the record high. That was back in March 2022. And remember, of course, that inflation has been running hot in this period, so the real terms loss of value is even larger. But it's all relative because, on one hand, Hobart dwelling values are now down 12.5% from their record high, which was in March 2022, while Perth prices are at a record high now and 24.7% higher over the past year alone, which is, frankly, madness. Actually, if you delve into the detail in Melbourne, as we did in the live show with Spacious yesterday, we can see there are some significant falls in value, and once again, averages mask. In SQM Research's latest boom and bust report, author Louis Christopher is especially bearish on Melbourne home prices, tipping price falls this year and no quick turnaround. Melbourne is indeed falling at present, Christopher notes. This is the city we are most confident that our base case forecast is going to be correct. The base case forecast for Melbourne is that the market will fall between -5% to -1%. After a stronger than expected start to the auction year, auction clearance rates have been weakening since February. Stock for sale levels have been increasing and are now running above long-term averages, and rents are now on the decline. It's not exactly a happy time for Melbourne property owners, and there is nothing in the current data to suggest a turnaround is imminent, Christopher wrote. The latest week auction clearance rates for Melbourne reconfirms the falls. And as Edwin and I discussed in our Monday rants, listings in Melbourne are also on the rise, with a 21.7% rise over the past year. That's according to PropTrack. Our modelling of net investment returns in the Greater Melbourne region highlights the problem that many investors are experiencing as the cost of owning a property continues to rise thanks to higher mortgage rates and higher costs of management and repair. The picture is not uniform, as we discussed in our recent post, but generally, the story is that more than half of property investors are underwater on a cash flow basis, and with no capital appreciation, more are looking to sell and invest elsewhere. Parts of Melbourne's weaknesses relate to the fact that investor demand has declined following tax hikes and some of the policy changes by state government, which have taken a real dent to the market. And it also comes through in the investor new lending stats by state, as well as the latest from the ABS shows, with growth in Sydney a stark contrast to the flat results in Melbourne. Now, whilst in theory this could provide some choice for first-time buyers, my one-to-one conversations reconfirms that their borrowing power is still reduced in some places by 40% or more compared to when interest rates were at their low point after COVID. And some are also nervous about more capital falls ahead. Those often say buying for owner occupation allows for more latitude in terms of future price trajectory compared with investors. Investors tend to jump quicker. And I chuckled actually to see 60 Minutes doing a piece with Harry Dent, again on the 50% property falls, which he sees now as possible outcomes across Australia. Of course, I run a series of scenarios in my models, and the latest, based on the three currently plumbed into the system, show that in the best case across Victoria, there's a pretty flat trajectory over the next 3 years. The worst case, though, is not pretty at all. Comparing that to WA, where, of course, this could change if iron ore prices continue to languish, or indeed if you compare it with the national picture, where again, it depends a little bit on what happens to future interest rates and other factors. So overall, it certainly looks like the combined impact of state policy, higher interest rates, and also bad planning decisions, combined with significant interstate migration away from Melbourne, which is offsetting still too high net overseas migration, it's translating into property weakness. That said, of course, property still remains overexpensive relative to income, to a stupid amount. While the restriction of international students this year will weaken demand for rental properties, while currently the rental growth in Melbourne is still about 7.8% over the past year, according to CoreLogic, it may well continue to weaken ahead, putting more pressure on property investors in the area. So it does indeed look like, for now, Melbourne is a property problem child. But it also, to me, highlights the exposure that Perth has, given the risks to mining demand from a weaker China. And of course, as the RBA minutes reinforced yesterday, it's not likely we will see rate cuts anytime soon. Now, if you're buying your home in Sydney's contentious market, you don't need to stand alone. This is the time you need to have Edwin Almeida from Ribbon Property Consultants standing alongside you. Buying a property is both challenging and adversarial. The vendor has a professional on their side. Emotions run high, price discovery and price transparency are hard to find, and then there's the wasted time and financial investments that you make. Edwin understands your needs, so why not engage a licensed professional to stand alongside you? With RPC, you know you have experience, knowledge, and master negotiators looking after your best interests. So shoot Ribbon an email at info@ribbonproperty.com.au. And if you use the promo code DFAWTW/Martin, you can get a 10% discount offer.
I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.